went over the miscellaneous crime report, checking the description of Benson. The description was computerized, but it read out fairly accurately. Male Caucasian, black hair, brown eyes, 5'8", 140 pounds, 34 years old. Personal oddities, wig and bandages on neck. Thought to be armed with revolver. Trademarks, abnormal act, other, preservation. Reason for crime, suspect insane. Ross sighed.
He doesn't really fit your computer categories.
Nobody does, Anders said. All we can hope is that it's accurate enough to allow somebody to identify him. We're also circulating his picture. Several hundred photos are being run off now and distributed around the city. That'll help.
What happens now? Ross said.
We wait, he said. Unless you can think of a hiding place he'd use. She shook her head. Then we wait, he said. Chapter 12. It was a broad, low-ceilinged, white-tiled room, lit brightly by overhead fluorescent lights. Six stainless steel tables were set out in a row, each emptying into a sink at one end of the room. Five of the tables were empty. The body of Angela Black lay on the sixth. Two police pathologists and Morris were bent over the body as the autopsy proceeded. Morris had seen a lot of autopsies in his day, but the autopsies he attended as a surgeon were usually different. In this one, the pathologist spent nearly half an hour examining the exterior appearance of the body and taking photographs before they made the initial incision. They paid a lot of attention to the external appearance of the stab wounds and what they called a stretch laceration appearance to the wounds. One of the pathologists explained that this means the wounds were caused by a blunt object. It didn't cut the skin, it pulled it and caused a split in the taut portion. Then the instrument went in, but the initial split was always slightly ahead of the deeper penetration track. They also pointed out that skin hair had been forced down into the wounds in several places, further evidence of a blunt object producing the cuts.
What kind of blunt object? Morris had asked.
They shook their heads.
No way to know yet. We'll have to take a look at the penetration.
Penetration meant the depth that the weapon had entered the body. Determining penetration was difficult. Skin was elastic and tended to snap back into shape. Underlying tissues moved around before and after death. It was a slow business. Morris was tired. His eyes hurt. After a time, he left the autopsy room and went next door to the police lab, where the girl's purse contents were spread out on a large table. Three men went through it, one identifying the objects, one recording them, and the third tagging them. Morris watched in silence. Most of the objects seemed commonplace. Lipstick, compact, car keys, wallet, Kleenex, chewing gum, birth control pills, address book, ballpoint pen, eyeshadow, hair clip, and two packs of matches.